This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's just gone 11 o'clock, and now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
And we'll miss that sound you made when you stopped the playing. As the feather settles on the keys, silence weighs down upon the free. Roots grip strong as the oldest tree. Old hopes, lies, friends and enemies. Tempers fray on wine-soaked days. Hangovers, regrets and Superman 3. One for one and one for all. Who is the most selfish of them all? Like the bee stings when he anticipates the fall. It's a scary ride when you don't know it all.
That's Laura J. Martin, who comes from Liverpool and whose debut album, The Hangman Tree, came out earlier on this year. That was a track called Tom, and if you want to hear her live, then you can find out all her latest news on her website. Hello from me, Fiona Torkington, and welcome again to Late Junction. I'm here with you until 12:30. And we're off to the Hebrides for a story in just a moment, but this song, The Witch's Hat by the Incredible String Band, sort of sets the scene.
Children have seen them in quiet places where the moss grows green. Colored shells jangle together. The wind is cold, the year is old. The trees whisper together and bend in the wind. Next Next week a monkey is coming to stay. If I was a witch's hat, sitting on her head like a paraffin stove, I'd fly away and be a bat. Across the air I would roam, stepping like a tightrope walker, putting one foot after another, wearing black cherries for rings.
Connection with Papa
and Island of Papa,
is there any history of witchcraft there, George?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
Well, can you give me anything about it, stories or facts or anything like that, just to carry on?
I can give you a story.
Yes.
Yes. Well, this story is set way back many centuries ago. Uh-huh. It's said to be about the time of the Spanish Armada. And there were a Spanish ship that come up to the mouth of Husafo, that's in Papa. There were quite a few that come to grief around the coast of Shetland. And this one come up and lay in the shelter of the mouth of Husafo. Now, she lay offshore for some time, and the folk on the island, they didn't seem to go off till her. But they wondered what she was lying out for. And after a day or two, a boy managed to get ashore with her. I don't know how he got ashore, but anyhow, he was English. Apparently he was being captured at some engagement with the English. And he was English. And he told the folk on the island that this ship was a Spanish ship and she was going to take the island the next day. Mm-hmm. He said that they were scoring their guns as he paddled. So, of course, the folk on the island, they got into lawful state and they summoned the witch on the island. They put the position of horror and said that this ship was going to attack the island. What could she do to help them? Or she says, I'll help you. All that I want is the second piece of the ox that's on Fuglescary. Oh, yes, you have to get that. All right, she says. You can go and secure your skewers. For Stacaba shall mount the higher. Mm-hmm. And she goed to the ha, which is the only house that I let head up the stair at that time. She goed to the ha, and she put her foot up by the first step, and the wind began to purr up. Mm-hmm. And then she put her foot on the next step, and the wind grew, and she goed up the stair, step by step, so it be the time that she went to the head of the stairs, he was blowing a flying hurricane, and the sea raised up, and the bass began to go, and this ship was drifting upon a stack of a, and was a total wreck.
I see. So we could then attribute that to the power of the witch at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you any idea, this was about 200 years ago, did you say? Or more than that?
More than that.
Mm-hmm. I see. And this would have been handed down to you for one of the old people?
Yes, I had it for an old lady in Ireland.
What age would you have been when she told you that?
Oh, about 70.
About 70, yes. Very good, George.
Himmel och hav speiler som rav blink av en melkevei.
himmel og hav, høy eller lav, følger en stjerne deg. Enten du en løve, en vær, en tyr, eller kanskje en vekt, tegnes det inn en skrift som din i stjernenes blå aspekt. Himmel og hav, skrift og bokstav, stjernen og du i slekt. Himmel og hav, skrift og bokstav, stjernen og du i slekt. Skipet vår jord, stjernen i nord, leder oss uavbrutt. Skipet vår jord, du ombord, skapningens første reisgut. Kursen satt, din vakt i natt, når klokken slår åtte glas. Selv om vår havn ukjent av navn, har sjelen trygt kompass. På skipet vår jord, grip om ditt ror, stjernene på sin plass. Grip om ditt ror, grip om ditt ror, stjernene på sin plass. Grip om ditt ror, grip om ditt ror. Grip om ditt ror, grip om ditt ror.
Valkyrian All-Stars have just released what I think is their best album to date. They've had such a huge success as a live band, and now I think they seem really focused on their material, so very best of luck to them. That was Himmel og Hav, Heaven and Ocean. And before that, the voice of George Peterson from Pápastur in the Hebrides, with a story he recorded in 1960 about the witch and the Spanish ship. Also eerie and not a little threatening are some of the music by the Psychological Strategy Board. That's the duo of Johnny Mugwump and Paul Snowden from an EP called Collision Detection. And they say that this particular collision took place in their basement lair in the grey hours of a long London morning. I can feel the dank fog swirling already.
Thank you.
The Theatre of Voices, directed by Paul Hillier, with Arvo Pärt's 2003 piece, Most Holy Mother of God. And that followed the Psychological Strategy Board and Enharmonic Bow. That comes from their recent Collision Detection EP, which is part of an ongoing project by the experimental collaborators Long Division with Remainders. And that's got a series of downloads and artwork planned well into next year. Mukhtar Mubarak Kadamov is a setar player from the Badakhshan area of Afghanistan. And in this short piece, he says he bridges India with Badakhshan by focusing on a place called Vanj, which is the road that connects them both.
Seeing
what we used to call the jack. Come dancing down the middle of the road in Clapham Old Town. And the half a dozen sweeps and children with the brooms and the spoons and their dogs and their clattering down Deptford streets. And I can see in laurel, wicker framed beehive shade, covered in elegant floral, lusty branches and ivy leaves covering the green boughs, and crowning this inhabited tower, the fair.
Lisa Knapp and Green Jack, which comes from her new Maytime EP called Hunt the Hare. And she followed Mukhtar Mubarak Gadamov from Afghanistan with Rubaiyat of Vanj. And you'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find those on the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you can find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington.
Bye. Once when a beggar called, she gave the child away. The beggar took the baby and wrapped it in a shawl. Bring him back, the lady said, the next time you call. Such a splendid match, surely. Neighbor saw it play, although she is so careless, although he is so vain. But the lady played by Jerry. Did not see her care as the vain man went by her aloft in the air. So this gentle barn couple lived and died apart. Water will not mix with oil, nor vein with careless heart.
Natalie Merchant from her album of settings of children's poems and stories from a couple of years ago. A setting of Robert Graves there called Vain and Careless. Following the cellist Thomas de Menger imitating the sound of the Georgian chonguri in that short piece by Sulhan Tinzadze. And first of all there, Duke Ellington from 1926, East St. Louis Toodaloo. The Espen Eriksson Trio have a new CD out, and with today being May the 17th, Norwegian Constitution Day, I thought I'd play you the very last track on the album, a piece which I've played you before in an earlier version, which Espen wrote after the 22nd of July attacks last year. But now, this is the definitive version of the piece. He's called Oslo. A beautiful and poignant piece written by Espen Eriksson and which features on his trio's new CD called What Took You So Long. And the trio is going to be playing for 3 nights at Pizza Express in London in August the 9th to the 11th as support for John Cowherd's Mercy Project featuring Brian Blade, John Patitucci and Steve Cardenas. Music now by the Iranian Kamanche player Kayan Kalor, a project called Ghazal from a few years ago, in which he's joined by Hussein Khan on sitar and Sandeep Das on tabla in a piece called Dawn.
Thank you. बारिश क्यों हो ये सब
Ghazal, that's Kayan Kalor on Kamanche, Shujat Hussain Khan on sitar and Sandeep Das on tabla from an album called The Rain, a track there called Dawn. Now, a new album from Leviton Fox, that's Alex Bonney, Tim Giles and Isambard Krustalyov. I'm always really drawn to the commitment and quality of what they do. The new album's called The Human Arm and they've called this track Under Cilion.
Thank you.
One of the pieces from Messiaen's Book of the Blessed Sacrament, inspired by a visit to Jerusalem in 1984 and in particular to the Garden of Gethsemane. Michael Bonaventure was playing the Riga organ in St Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. And before that, Leviton Fox and Under Cillian, which comes from their new release called The Human Arm. Well, Radio 3 will be at the Bath Festival later on this month. In Tune will come live from Bath on the 4th of June, and there's a special Diamond Jubilee concert by I Fagiolini on the 5th coming from Bath Abbey. Of course, there are lots more concerts and events, and they include a concert with Emma Kirkby on the 7th of June, who includes music by John Dowland.
Time, space, steam. Oh,
Members of the Early Music Consort of London, directed by David Munro. And there's a concert in tribute to him at the Bath Festival this year. That's on the 2nd of June. Before that, we heard from the Hebridean singer Julie Fowlis a song called Short Apron and the New Apron. And Julie's going to celebrate the Gaelic poet Sawley MacLean at Bath on the 31st of May. And first of all, Emma Kirkby, who you can hear on the 7th of June at the Bath Festival, Dowland's Time Stands Still. It's been a real pleasure working with a duo Food in my Connections project in Oslo this year. Thomas Drennan and Ian Ballamy are also playing at Bath there on the 3rd of June. Here they are to end Late Junction tonight from their last release, Quiet Inlet, which also features Christian Fennis on this track called Fathom. Thanks for your company this week. I'll be back with Late Junction on Tuesday. Join me anytime from 11. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night, which begins today with a concert from the 2011 Rhein Vocal Festival. The first week of July is when Ensemble 1700 revisited the period that their title suggests and recreated something of ancient Arcadia with the help of Handel, Telemann and Alessandro Scarlatti. In the young Scarlatti, the exiled Queen Christina of Sweden found the perfect composer to illustrate her entourage's games of shepherds and shepherdesses. In this cantata by him, the soprano Dorothee Mields is the lovelorn shepherd. He's burning with love, but also racked with gelosia, his jealousy expressed in some chromatic harmonies and in the twists and turns of the recorder part played by Dorothee Oberlinger.
Thank you. Hey!